White Way Broadcast, June 9th, 2012. Good morning. If we look around today's world, it's not hard to see that it is dominated by a lot of greed and a lot of violence. It's kind of scary. Even though we human beings, with our science and our technological progress, have come a long way in making the world a more comfortable and safer place, for some, at least, we continue to insist on using our gifts, our great gifts of reason and thought and analysis and so on, to create conditions which further our own suffering and unhappiness. This is very apparent when we think about our drive to create ever more advanced weapons of war and our willingness to use them to dominate others, even if we claim it is for the best intentions, instead of using our gifts of reason and creativity to create solid and sustainable ways to live in harmony, not only with each other, but also, very importantly, with the earth that sustains us. And we seem to direct our intellects and imaginations in ways that continually support the powerful over the weak, and to divert more and more of the earth's limited resources to those who already have much more than they need. Now, as Buddhists, when we think about this, we should feel very sad, because even now, thousands of years after the Buddha lived and left us his teachings, human beings have still not learned to live in peace with one another, not even at peace with ourselves. One of the big reasons that we refuse to live in peace, I think, is that we are simply so selfish the way we think, the way our minds work. No matter how much we have, we always want more. So, even in a rich country like the United States, where you think you would hear people say, "Oh, I have so much. I want to share what I have with others." Some people do say that, of course. But I think that most of the time you hear people say, "No, I have a nice house, but I want a bigger one. Or I have a nice car. It gets me where I want to go, but I want a more luxurious one, a more prestigious one." We usually don't think that I should share my good fortune, my wealth, my excess with others, but instead we say, "I want to keep it for myself." That is the kind of condition we live in today. So we human beings have a tendency to spend our time looking for things that will make us happy. We have that fear that there's never enough. We always need more. And every time we get something we want, we're still not satisfied, and we start looking for something else, or we become filled with anxiety because what we have, we may lose it. It may be taken away from us. The Buddha said that if we have attachments, we cannot be enlightened. We cannot be happy. These attachments are not appreciation, not love, not being grateful for what we have. But they come out of our desperate misunderstanding of what our life is really about. What really can make us happy then? In simple terms, we could say, if we could learn to appreciate what we have. Now that sounds like a cliche. Just be happy with what you have, people might say. And truthfully, it is really not easy to appreciate what you have. Because our human minds, Buddha said, called it the monkey mind, very restless, and we always want something else, something new. But in Buddhism, we can help our minds through reflection on what is true and what is essential. Just hearing and thinking about these things can actually open up our minds to the power of great compassion, to the true reality of life, which is always working to bring peace and happiness to all beings. That is also the meaning of Namo Amida Butsu. Through reflection, through thinking deeply about the significance of our lives, using all of our intellectual and creative resources, we naturally begin to trust and appreciate life as we live it. And then our life is transformed from being that life of never enough, I need more, I want more, I have to hold on to what I have, to I am so grateful. Our life becomes boundless life. And by the way, if you don't know it, Amida Buddha means boundless life, measureless life. Amida is a way for us to talk and think about the oneness, the boundlessness of life, the life we all share. Now, I would like to tell you a little story. It's a parable about realizing what is really important in our lives. And as you hear this story, maybe you can ask yourself if it has something to say to you. There was once a very poor woman who lived in a small and remote village. One night, she had a dream in which she saw herself travel to a large city, which was a far journey from her village. In her dream, she reached the city and she discovered a treasure of incredible value buried in the ground in a certain place underneath a bridge. This dream was so real to her that when she woke up from it, she immediately made plans to travel to that city in order to dig up the treasure. She was convinced that her dream was a message telling her to go and find her treasure. So after a long journey, walking many days, the woman came to the large city and looked around until she found the place underneath the bridge she had seen in her dream. It was just as she had dreamed it. However, she was nervous about beginning to dig because she didn't know exactly where the treasure was buried, and she was afraid that if she began just digging up the road, she might get into trouble or be arrested. She became very anxious, and so she decided to take a passerby into her confidence and ask for some advice. So this woman stopped the first man that passed her by. She told him about her dream and wondered whether he thought it would be all right for her to dig up her treasure. The passerby began to laugh at her. "Madam," he said, "are you crazy or something? Did you actually travel all this way to dig up a treasure because you had a dream? How foolish of you! Don't you have any common sense? You should be like me. I too had a dream about a treasure once. I had this vivid dream that there was a treasure buried underneath a house in a small remote village a great distance from here. But, of course, I have common sense, and so I didn't go chasing after it like you did." Now, in relating his dream, this passerby had accurately described the woman's own village and house. So she immediately turned around and went home, back to her village. She dug under her house, and she found her treasure. So she said, "Now I know that I had the treasure all along. But in order to realize it, I had to go on a long and difficult journey." This story has deep meaning for all of us, I think, but we can only discover it for ourselves, each one of us. Every one of us has to go on a long and difficult journey to find our treasure. Every one of us has a priceless treasure hidden underneath our own home, our own life. But sadly, many of us never discover that treasure. Something in our minds keeps telling us that we don't yet have our treasure. Our life isn't enough. Something in our minds keeps telling us that we have to look outside of ourselves, outside of our own lives, to find our treasure. Inside, we keep having the wish that something else will make us happy. Something else will come into our lives to bring us happiness and fulfillment. But nothing is ever truly fulfilling to us. So all of us need to ask ourselves this question: what is my true treasure? What will really make me happy? Is the answer a bigger house, a new car, more money? Is it to receive or to give more love? What is the treasure that is buried under your house? May we all discover our treasure and so be able to live in peace and harmony. Thank you very much for listening. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.